Good morning, dear friends.
亲爱的朋友们，大家好。
Good morning, everybody.
大家好，早安。
Let's begin with the reading from the Bible.
让我们一同来读我们圣经。
From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
从马太福音第四章。
Matthew 4, verse 4.
马太福音第四章第四节。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And then chapter 16, verse 26.
16章26节。
Sorry, I got the wrong verse. I wrote down the wrong verse. 26节 right. Okay. For what profit is it to a man that if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Both of these verses speaks of, from the perspective of our Lord, how precious is one person's life.
这两处的经文都讲到，从神的眼光中来看，人的生命和人的魂在神眼中多么有价值。
And then we will read a story, a parable together in the Gospel of Luke.
然后我们要来读一段有一个故事，那么是在路加福音中，跟这个这里我们所讲到的，刚刚所提的经文呢，是有一个平行的意义。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13.
路加福音第十二章，我们要从十三节开始。
Verse 13 to 21.
十三节到二十一节。
Please listen as our brother read this in Chinese.
我们请弟兄姐对不起，请各位朋友们和弟兄姐妹一起听，我们先读中文。众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
And our theme verse would come out of the last phrase of this verse 21.
所以我们的题目就是从最后我们读的刚最后的这一节经文里面出来的。
It's called rich toward God.
就是要在神面前富足。
You know, I think next week is Father's Day, am I right?
我想下一个主日是父亲节，对不对？
You know, out of an ordinary day in a year, people give some special meaning to it.
就是一些普普通通的日子里面，人们却把一些日子赋予了特别的意义。
You know, hoping that the family can get together and have some quality time.
希望说家庭因此能够团聚在一起，能够有一些好的时光。
Now that is a very good purpose.
这是很好的目的。
However,
然而呢
if you read the pamphlets of the shops that are selling things.
但是你如果看这些店里面卖的这些这个广告单啊。
What is most popular around Father's Day?
在父亲节时候最普遍卖的这个东西是什么呢
?Tools.
是工具。
Power tools.
有这个电动的工具。
Construction tools.
建筑用的工具。
Gardening tools.
是做花园的工具。
As if that's the thing that will please the father.
好像这些可以让爸爸们很高兴。
I heard someone laugh out loud. Very good.
我听到已经有人在笑了。
You know, I don't think you need research to tell you this.
我想我们不需要做什么研究就可以知道。
Even from our common sense, we would come to this observation.
其实就对我们的常识我们都可以观察到。
That we live in a day and age in all of history, the most abundant days in things.
我们现在所处的时代啊是在人类历史中最富足的时代。什么事情都很丰富。
And out of the entirety of human history, we now have the most things.
Yeah, 我们在整个人类历史中我们现在人们所拥有的东西啊远超过从前的人所能够想象。
And we continue to buy more things.
结果我们还要再买更多东西。
Perhaps when it comes to December, you'll forget what I have said.
可能到12月你就忘了我刚说的。
But the week after the Christmas holiday,
但是等到过了圣诞节的这个节日以后呢
you know, after they have sold you all these things, what do they continue to sell you?
就不管你已经买了什么或他们都已经把什么都卖给你了。
Storage boxes.
哎，可是你知道后来过了节以后大家去买什么就是买那个装东西的箱子。
Shelves to hold the storage boxes.
还要买很多的架子。
That, if you can remember this in January 1st, you read the pamphlet. That's what they sell you.
等到明年1月1号的时候，你看看那个广告单出来，都是卖这些东西。
It is things upon more things.
这个物质东西是好像没有止境的。
And storage room to hold more things.
那因为我们买了更多东西，所以我们现在需要更多的能够装东西的地方。
But Jesus here said, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
但是我们的主在这里告诉我们说人的生命不在乎家道丰富不在乎你拥有多少。
And many times, people come to the church and they hear things that is so contradictory to what goes on in the world.
许多时候人们发现说来到教会听到的好像跟在世界上所说的是相反的。
The owner of Forbes magazine,
哦，
福布斯杂志，
对这个福比士杂志的这个这个老板
，and the magazine that ranks who is the most wealthy people in the world
啊，这个杂志呢，他会这个列出来说，这个世界上最富有的人是哪些人
？He had a saying，
yeah， 他有个 saying，
有个说法，
他有个说法
，that he who dies， he who has the most toys wins
啊，他的这个说法就是说呢。看谁死的时候他拥有的那个玩具最多的呢就这个是赢家。
And that is how the world measures life.
这个就是这个世界怎么样来断定来判断说谁是成功谁是有钱的。
I remember when I first went to Canada from China.
我记得我刚从中国到加拿大的时候。
I was allowed two suitcases.
我只允许带两个皮箱。
And even at my very young age,And while I did not have many things that I own,
虽然我那时候还很年轻，我也没拥有多少东西。
I had to choose what to put in the suitcases because I cannot take everything.
我仍然必须要选择说我要带什么到加拿大呢？我不可能把所有东西都带。
I think many of you here had similar experiences.
我想许多在这里有类似的经历。
That you had so many things in your home that what do I take?
家里东西一大堆，你不知道说什么是你该必须要带走的。
And there's also one year that I went to China to visit and I returned home to Canada.
有一次我回中国去探亲，然后我要回加拿大的时候。
And in my suitcases there was my favorite souvenirs.
所以在我的这个皮箱里面呢，这旅行箱里面呢，我就带着这些纪念品。
But when I got to the border, the custom agent asked me, "You got something in there?"
然后到这个海关的时候呢，这个海关的官员就问我说：“你这个箱子里装什么？”
And this particular thing is beef jerky.
他说你居然带了牛肉干来了。
At that time, I don't know why. It was probably mad cow disease or whatever. It was not allowed.
我不记得那时候是什么原因了，可能是因为有疯牛病，或者是有什么原因，他就说这个牛肉这个是不可以带的。
So he took my favorite snack out of my bag.
所以他把我最喜欢的零食从那个箱子里面拿出来。
He put it in this garbage bin.
就丢到垃圾桶里去。
And with my bare eyes, I saw my favorite snack went into the garbage bin.
我亲眼看到我最喜欢的零食丢到垃圾桶里。
Hey, the thing may have no value, no meaning to the custom agent.
那个东西对这个海关官员来讲是没有什么意义也没有什么价值的。
Man, it was my treat.
但是那是我的。It
had value to me.
所以对我来讲是有价值的。
You know, the Bible says,
所以圣经说,
when we were born into this world, we came with nothing.
我们降生到这个世界上来的时候，我们什么都没有带来。
And when we exit from this world, we will take nothing with us.
那当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们什么也不能带走。
Probably that was my early taste of what that meant.
也许这就是我那时候在海关第一次尝到了一点点这个滋味。
That when the things that I favor had to be ripped away from me.
哎呀，我最喜欢的东西要跟我分离啊。
That with my eyes I have to see it goes into nothing.
我的眼看见它居然进了垃圾桶。
There was a news that a rich famous man passed away.
有一个新闻提到说有一个很有名的而且是很有钱的人。
We hear this kind of news all the time.
这个过世了，也许这种新闻一天到晚都有。
And then when two men was reading the newspaper, they had a conversation.
所以有两个人他们来读到这个新闻了，他们就有一些对话。
So the two friends was discussing, you know, do you know how much the rich man left when he passed away?
一个人就对他的朋友说，你知道这个人死的时候他留下多少财产吗？
Now of course the newspaper gossip, right? Okay, how many properties, how many cars, how many businesses?
当然这个报纸就喜欢讲这些花边新闻啊，就提到说他有多少的房产啊，有什么车子啊，什么财富啊。
So of course they can give a market value of the things that he left behind.
所以他们可以用一种市场上的这个估价来估算说到底这是值多少钱。
And they say, okay, so much went to this son, so much went to this person, this organization.
有这么多少是给了这个儿子，有多少是给了这些慈善机构等等。
But one of the pals, he concluded of all the value that was left behind.
另外一个朋友他就自己估价了一下，他说这个到底有多少，这个留下来是多少。
Even though it is probably billions of dollars, but the rich man left all that he had.
他说不，即便他是有超过十亿的身价，他是把这一切都留下来了，他一点都带不走。It
does not matter how much was left to whoever, but he left behind all that he had.
不管他可以说留给别人多少，重点是说他自己一点都带不走。
That his wealth, his property now is in the hand of someone else.
他的财富，他所拥有的一切，如今在别人的手中了。
When he came with nothing. When he exit, he go with nothing.
他来的时候什么都没有，他走的时候也是什么都没有。
You know, our Lord Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone.
我们的主耶稣告诉我们说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Now, can the word of God make your stomach full?
神的话能够使你的肚腹饱足吗？
Obviously not.
当然不是。
So he is meant something else.
所以他指的是别的意思。
That not just the physical life of man, but the spiritual life of man does not live on bread alone.
他的意思就是说，人不是只是靠一个物质的身体。
That not only we have this physical body, but we also have a spiritual life.
我们不只有一个物质的身体，我们还有一个属灵的生命。
Now just as our physical body, we need bread.
就如同我们物质的身体需要食物。
As our spiritual life, we need something.
那我们属灵的生命也需要一个什么东西来维持。
We need something in order to live.
为了能够生活。
And this is the life that God treasures.
那么这个生命， 这个不是物质的这个生命呢，是神所宝贵的。
This is the life that God said, if you lose that and try to exchange it with the whole world, you suffer a loss.
这个就是我们主耶稣在我们刚讲的读的第二段的经文的时候说，他说你如果失去了这个魂的生命，那你就算赢得了全世界，你什么都没有。
Now in the parable, in the story that we read,
那么在我们刚刚读的这个故事，这个比喻里呢，
this man was rich.
这个人很富足。
And he got richer because his land produced a lot more crops.
哎呀，他变得更有钱了，他比之前还有钱，因为呢，他的这个，他的田产丰盛。
And through this parable, the Lord Jesus kept saying this word.
那么借着这个比喻，主耶稣特一直强调一个词。
Now, when this rich man considered the things that he had,
当这个人啊，这个富人，富足的人，他思想， 他考虑到他的这些财富的时候,
he said, I have a lot of things.
他说我有好多啊。
What am I going to do with this?
哎，我该怎么办呢？
Okay, I am going to do this.
啊，我想到了，我应该这么做。
I am going to tear down my barn.
哎，我把这个旧的这个仓库给拆了。
I'm going to build a bigger one.
我盖更大的。
And there I will store all that I have.
好收藏我的一切粮食和财物。
And then I will say to my soul.
然后我还要对我的灵魂说,
Soul, now you have so much left.
灵魂啊，你现在够用了吧？
And this is enough for many, many years.
哎，可以做多年的费用。
Now all you need to do is eat, drink, and be merry, be happy.
你现在只需要做就是安安逸逸的吃喝享快乐。
You know, this rich man, his land was had a harvest.
他这个富足的人，他的这个田产呢，有一个丰收。
This is legal income.
这个收入是合理的，是合法的。
He did not cheat out of his way to get rich.
他并不是说去欺骗啊，去抢啊，这个变成有钱。
And he had a legitimate harvest.
所以他这个所得到的一切都是合理的。
And he thought, you know, man, I can retire now.
所以他就觉得说，哎，我现在可以退休了。Do
you know people like this?
你知道大家都喜欢这个。
When I was in my about 20 years old,
我大概20岁的时候,
when I was walking around in a bookstore,
我在书店里面走啊,
suddenly a cover of a book caught my eye.
突然之间有一个书的封面抓住我，吸引了我。
You know when you drive on the road, there's the stop sign, the big red stop sign.
你知道你开在路上不是会碰到有一些时候会有一个很大的这个停。 停车的这个sign吗？这个 stop
sign。On that cover book is that stop sign, big red.
啊，所以这个书的封面就是一个那个很大的那个 stop 的那个标志。And
I picked up the book, and the subtitle says this.
那么我就把这个书拿起来，就看到说它这上面那个副标题是什么
？Stop working at the age of 40.
40岁就可以不用再上班了。
Hey, I was very, very interested in that book that day.
Hey, 我对这个很有兴趣。
I wanted nothing else but this book.
我什么都不要，我就要这个。
So I read it.
所以我就读了。
And it gave me a lot of advice.
给我好多的建议啊。
It had a lot of planning steps to achieve this goal.
很多的计划让你可以达到这个目的。
I turned 40 last year.
我去年40岁。
Not really going to happen.
没有办法，照着这个书上所说的，不用再上班了。But
you know, many many people, this is our life dream.
对很多人来讲，这都是这个人生的一个好梦想。When
you go to almost any financial advisor,
你若去找这些财务上的这个帮你做顾问啊规划，the
question they wanted to ask you is. When do you want to retire?
Oh, 他们就会问你说，你打算什么时候退休啊？
And when you retire, what kind of a life do you want to have?
那你退休以后想要过什么样的生活啊？
Now, in order to have that life, therefore, we need to make steps.
Oh, 你如果对自己有这样的期待，你要有这个生活的水准，那你就要就预备说存多少钱是吧？要这个才能退休。
In my church, there was an elderly couple.
在我们的教会有一对这个年长的夫妇.
And they have lived a very long life. They worked very hard during their days, and they have retired.
他们非常辛勤的工作，做了很多的年，那么现在退休了.
And they were professors in the university, very respectful job.
Yeah, 他是在大学里面做教授，非常受人尊敬.
They're well educated, well mannered.
非常的有教养，非常的有学问。
But when we tell them about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当我们跟他们讲主耶稣基督的救恩,
they kept saying, it is good enough that my daughter believes in Jesus.
他们就说，哎呀，我们的女儿相信主耶稣就够了。
But we live very, very comfortably.
我们活得很好。We
do not have any problem, we do not have any need.
我们什么问题都没有，我们什么需要都没有。
So you guys go ahead and believe in Jesus.
你们就继续相信耶稣吧。
But for us, we don't need him.
对我们来讲，我们不需要。
Friends and sisters, many people desire this kind of life that it's very abundant, and all you need to do is to sit down, to eat, to drink, and to be happy.
很不幸，有许多的人就像这里这个富足的人一样，他们所想要的只是说，哎呀，有一天什么都不用担心了，我现在只要吃喝安逸，生活就好了。And
their life surrounds what they need in this lifetime.
他们的生活就是围绕着他们在今世所需要的东西。But
the Lord Jesus said, you know, our life does not consist in the things that we have.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富，或者不在乎我们所拥有的东西。Because
all the things we have.
因为我们所拥有的这一切,
however little, however abundant,
不管是少或者是多,
it cannot rise life out of these things.
并不能够使我们的生命有所改变。Friends,
the tools that they sell you can get for your Father's Day does not make your father life.
那个我们可以在为了父亲节买那些工具啊，但是并不会让这些工具能够让你的父亲呢。
We think that things will make us happy.
我们觉得说这些东西，我们所拥有这些东西会让我们快乐。
Things will make us live longer.
这些东西可以让我们活久一点。
Happier.
快乐一点。
But the Lord Jesus had this one thing to say to this man.
但是我们的主耶稣对这个富足的人有一句话说。
Unfortunately, this may offend you this morning.
也许这个话对我们来讲不大好听啊。
Jesus said, "You fool."
耶稣说，你这个愚昧的人，
Wow, this man, he's a fool?
这个人是个傻瓜。
Really?
真的吗？
Because everybody, you sit here.
我们坐在这里的每一位，
Who has not planned this for your own life?
我们是不是也都是这样为我们的生活来计划呢？
Who has not planned for your retirement?
不是大家也都是为了我们的退休来计划了吗？
Who is not planning that tomorrow you're going to have a better day than today?
不是我们也都为了明天计划说明天会更好？
And this man,
那么这个人,
he has made plan.
他就做了一些计划。
Now I have looked up in the dictionary.
我做字典里面查了一下。
This word, fool,
这个字啊，无知或者说傻瓜。According to the
dictionary means lack knowledge.
照着字典的意思就是说缺乏知识。Does
not have understanding.
没有这个不懂会。不明事理。不明事理。But
this man had good plans for himself.
他是的确为自己有很好的计划。In
his head, he's very clear.
在他的心思中呢，很清楚。And
it is very reasonable.
也很合理。Why
is he a fool?
为什么他是无知？为什么他是傻瓜？
Because he lacked knowledge in the things of God.
因为他缺乏对神的认识。He
may be a very wise man in this world.
在这个世界上，他也许是很聪明的人。He
might have good plans in this world.
也许在这个地上，他有很好的计划。But
he does not have understanding to the things of God.
但是他对于神的事情是一无所知。Perhaps
he has understand all the patterns and the rules of how to be successful in this world.
他也许知道说在这个世界上，你要成功，你要有钱，你要做什么事，你应该怎么计划。
But he lacked one wisdom about God.
但他缺乏对神的一个认识和智慧。
He had all the knowledge he needs in this lifetime.
他有对于这个在地上生活的知识。
But he lacked knowledge for the life that is to come.
但他对于永生，在我们所将来所面对的生这个生命，他一无所知。
My dear friends, if we focus on this lifetime only,
我们的注意力啊，常常就只是在今生而已。Perhaps
you can live a very comfortable life.
也许我们可以活得一个很舒服的生活。Perhaps
you are in need of nothing.
也许你什么都没有缺乏。But
what about the life to come?
但是对于来生如何呢?
What about this God that you know nothing of?
对于你这位不认识的神如何呢?
Concerning the things of God,
关于神的事情,
do you not want to have some knowledge?
你不是,
of who God is?
要认识神是谁,
of what he wants in your life.
要知道他在你的生命中想要做的是什么。
The Lord Jesus called this man fool. We come to analyze this. There's a few reasons.
那主耶稣说这个人是无知的人, 那我们有几个思想。
First of all, he considers eating, drinking, and be happy his life satisfaction.
第一个呢,就是说他对于他的生命呢,他就觉得说他如果能够要吃喝快乐呢,诶,他这个好像就满足了。You
know, when we have things, when we are able to buy things, we can eat and drink good things.
当然,如果我们今天能够负担得起,我们就会吃喝这个快乐。
And in fact, this is all the restaurant chefs out there. This is all their skills put into place.
你想这些餐厅、这些厨师，他们把他们所有的技能，他们这个做菜的这个技能放在这其中是为什么？
And what food is in season right now, and what is the best way to cook it for you?
这个季节说什么时候的这个菜是最好的，什么是对你好的？
You know, even in McDonald's, once in a while, they come up with new menus.
即使是麦当劳，他每过一段时间，他也要换他的菜单的。They
try to make you happier by eating new things.
希望让你能够快乐一点，然后你愿意去用他的这个在他那里用餐。And
if we just follow all this,
如果我们就是跟随这一切，if
we set our satisfaction on these things,
如果我们的满足只是在乎这一切，you
know, we can eat and drink if our body allows.
当然，我们必须要我们的身体如果可以的话，我们才能有吃有喝。
You know, when I was a little younger than right now,
我比现在年轻一些时候，
I could go to all-you-can-eat buffets.
我就喜欢去吃这个自助餐，自助餐是这个没有限量的。
I can eat and eat and eat.
我吃了又吃啊。
And when I go home, I can eat some more.
然后回家还能再吃。
But now I couldn't.
现在不行了。
You know, probably some of you here are older than me.
有一些在座比我年长的。
If I take you today to an all-you-can-eat dinner,
如果我也带你去这个自助餐，是这个没有限量的。
You'll look at it and you're like, thank you.
你大概看一看就只好摇头了。
But if you're able to eat,
但如果你能呢?
Can you guarantee that after you eat and drink, you will be happy?
你能够保证说你吃了喝了以后就会快乐吗?
Can you guarantee that after you have done these things that you will be satisfied?
你能够保证说做这些一切以后就满足吗?
And for how long?
满足多久呢?
You know, I come from Vancouver.
我从温哥华来。
Vancouver has somewhat a reputation of a tourist city.
温哥华有一个这个名声啊，就是做这个观光的。
And I go to places and people say, oh, you live in a very nice place.
我到别的地方去，人家都跟我说，哦，你住的地方很好啊。
Probably in the summertime, probably.
大概夏天的时候是很好。
But you don't want to be here in the wintertime.
你冬天就不想去了。
Vancouver has a nickname.
温哥华有一个别名，有个绰号。
It's called Raincouver.
这个不是温哥华，是雨哥华。
That's right, very good. Probably the same in Seattle. I'm
跟西雅图也差不多。
Probably the same.
Yeah, 我们在一条船上。
That in the winter time when there is no sunshine.
冬天时候都没有什么太阳。
You know, people try to figure out a way.
所以大家就想点办法吧。
Then people turn on some special lamps.
有一些开一些特别的灯。
They shine on you.
他这个照这个全光谱的照到你身上。
And try to get some sunshine that way.
所以你这样觉得好像多照了一点点太阳光的感觉。
Now if you are more economically viable,
如果说经济上负担得起的话,
you'd actually fly to somewhere there is actual sunshine.
你就飞到真的有太阳的地方去。
Like the Mexico, the Caribbean.
比如说加勒比海啊，比如说墨西哥。
And you'd eat and drink and try to be happy.
然后在那里吃喝，看能不能快乐一点。But
after the 5 days or whatever days you go back to your home,
可是5天以后呢，要回家了。The
happiness kind of fades.
这个快乐就开始逐渐的褪色。Friends,
we are born with a desire for something more than temporary earthly things.
各位朋友，我们生到这个世界上。 我们其实知道我们来的目的不只是为了吃喝快乐，有一个更高的目的。
We are naturally curious about something beyond this lifetime.
我们很自然的就觉得就说在这个生命过后呢，还有什么东西还在那里，我们是很好奇，我们其实想知道。
When God created man, he put eternity in man's heart.
当神造人的时候，神把永生，把永恒放在人里面。
And temporary things cannot fill that desire.
所以这个暂时的东西啊，并不能够真正满足那个需求，那个感觉。
Only eternity things can satisfy that desire for eternity.
只有能够存到永远的东西，才能够让那个永恒的感觉满足。
So here is the first reason why God called him fool.
这就是为什么主第一个，这个是第一个原因，主说你是个无知的人，一个愚昧的人。
Because he tried to fill eternity with temporary things.
因为呢，他其实他是有一个永远的需要，但是他想试着用一个暂时的东西去满足那个永远的需要。
Here God points our heart towards something that is beyond the things that we can have.
所以主在这里就让我们指出说，在我们的心中其实有一个超过超乎于这个暂时这个今生的
something beyond what we can eat and drink.
超过说我们就是吃喝 和快乐而已。
Here he points us to something that can truly make us merry.
他指到说一个真正能够使我们快乐的，有个永远快乐的。
And the second point, when the Lord said,
那么第二个点是什么呢？
Is that he thinks that life is in his hand.
他说生命是在他的手里面。
That time is in his own hand.
时间是在他手里。
He can make plans for his life.
他这个，就是这个富足的人觉得说他自己可以掌握，他自己可以控制他这个生命。
That he thinks that with all that he has, he can have a long time to enjoy these things.
他觉得说他自己可以计划，我还可以活很久。
That he can enjoy the things in his barn.
然后呢，他就可以享受他所在存在这个仓库里面的东西。
In 2018
年的时候
，there was a news.
有个新闻。
This is American news, so I tried this on the Americans.
哦，在美国发生的事情。
On the island of Hawaii.
在夏威夷岛上。
That day, everybody get a text message.
每个人都收到了一个这个短信。
You know how when the government want to inform you something, they send everybody a message.
Yeah, 你知道这个政府有时候会有发这种短信啊，是给所有人的，是为了紧急事件。
So the message started with the United States Pacific Military Command.
所以他这个短信是谁发的呢？他说是美国太平洋司令部。
There is now a missile.Coming from North Korea toward the Hawaiian Islands.
他说现在呢，北韩发了一个这个弹道导弹呢，是对准的夏威夷来的。
It's coming in 40 minutes.
啊，40分钟后就要到了。
Please seek immediate shelter.
请赶快找到避难的地方，避难所。
You're going like this is crazy.
如果收到以后，哇，真疯狂啊。
But the last line is the most crazy.
但是最后一句话最疯狂。
This is not a drill.
这不是演习。
And then all the government building, all the tall buildings sounded the sirens started to go off.
哦，所有政府的机关还有这个高楼啊，都发了警报，警报都响起来了。
I did not make this up. You can go home and look this up.
我没有瞎编哈。
I cannot make this up.
哎，我没有自己编出来这个故事。
Now, of course, afterwards, people knew that this was a mistake.
当然，过后大家知道说，哎，这个是搞错了。
But while the siren was going on,
但是问题是，那个时候当警报响的时候
，and when everybody was trying to call somebody,
每个人都想到是试着要打电话呀
，to say goodbye,
要跟别人说到最后一次道别了。
Man, 40 minutes, this is it.
40分钟。就要结束了。
But when all the phone lines were jammed up,
那糟糕了，因为每个人都想打，所以这个电话线通不通了。
And everybody was running every which way.
然后大家都到这个四处乱跑啊。
And all the security guards opened the bunker doors where you never knew existed.
然后呢，还有一些这个警卫呢，把一些这个地下的这个防空洞，哎，可以，谢谢。防空洞打开来，你床都不知道那里还居然有防空洞。
And everybody's going downstairs.
然后每个人都往底下冲啊。
If you were one of them, what do you think?
如果你是在其中，你怎么想呢？
So afterwards, when the TV crew came to interview some of the people,
后来等到这个电视台有来采访一些这个那个当时在那里的人，
some people said, you know, we just ran with the crowd, we were very scared.
他说，有人就说我好害怕，我就是跟着大家跑啊，别人往哪去我就哪去。
Some people was very calm.
有的人很安稳。Nothing's
gonna happen.
他说，哎呀，没事了。If
it happens, I die, fine.
如果真的发生了，算了，我就死了，死了就好了。But
there was two ladies that caught my attention in that TV interview.
在那个电视采访当中，有两个妇人，他们说的呢，抓住我的这个注意力。The
two ladies said, "We don't want to die ugly."
有两位妇人说，我们不希望死得很难看。So
they went back to their rooms.
所以他们回到房间。They
put on full makeup.
要化妆。Full
makeup.
化整个妆啊。They
dressed up.
还要穿得很正式。They
lay down their bed and they waited.
然后躺在床上等。Now,
of course, the thing never came.
当然,还好没事发生。My
dear friends, do you know what the Bible says about life?
亲爱的朋友们,你们知道圣经怎么说到这个生命吗?
The Bible says, you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
圣经说,我们都不知道明天会发生什么。What
is your life indeed?
你的生命到底如何呢?
It is like a vapor that appears for a while and then vanish.
好像云雾出现不多时就消散。You
know what a vapor is?
你知道这个云雾如何?
Hey, this morning, how many of you woke up, made tea for yourself?
今天早上有多少人起来为自己弄杯茶?
Come on.
也许是咖啡。
To do that, you have to boil water, don't you?
你是不是要先煮水啊?
What happened when the water boils?
当水煮开的时候怎么样?
It turns into steam.
就变成水蒸气。
How much steam do you see when it goes up?
你看多少水蒸气呢?
That vapor disappears just like that.
那水蒸气出现烧时就不见了。
And that is your life.
那个就圣经讲说我们生命是这样子。
It seems long.
好像是很长。
Sometimes it seems very boring.
有时候好像无聊。
Sometimes it seems very, you don't know what to do.
有时候我们都不知道要做什么好。
Or some of you live a very exciting life. I don't know.
当然也有人可能过的生活很兴奋啊。
But however it is, it goes away like that.
但不管是无聊还是很兴奋，都是很短的。
What happens tonight? What happens tomorrow? You cannot say. You do not have a say.
今天晚上会如何？明天会怎么样？我们其实没有权利去决定。
This is how it is. Our life is not in our own hand.
我们的生命真的不在我们自己的手，在我们的掌握中。
You can plan.
你可以计划。
But you cannot fulfill.
但是你不见得能够达到。
You can hope.
你可以希望，盼望。
But you are not in charge.
但是你知道，你并不真正的掌管。You
can accumulate many, many things in your life.
你可以在人生中积累很多财富。But
when you exit, you leave everything behind.
但是当你离开的时候，你什么也带不走，通通都放下来。Not
only that.
不仅如此。When
you exit, you must face God.
当我们离开的时候，我们必须面对神。And
this is the third point. Why the Lord Jesus said, he who considers temporary things is not wise.
这就是为这个第三个点，为什么主耶稣说这种只以今生为目的的呢？他这个是愚昧的。In
the eyes of the Lord,
在主的眼中,
while a person lives,
当一个人还活的时候,
and if he only accumulate things for himself,
他只是为自己积攒财宝。
Indeed, it is a type of investment.
的确，这是一种投资。
But it is not investing in the most wise choice.
但是呢，不是最有智慧的投资。
In fact, it is investing blindly.
其实呢，这是一个盲目的投资。
Because when we did not understand that this life is far beyond this lifetime.
当我们真实的明白认识到说生命啊是远超过我们在这个物质的这一生而已的时候，
that when we realize, when we exit from this lifetime, we must go and meet our God.
当我们认识到说我们这个今生结束的时候，我们必须要面对神。
That you can have the most exciting life in this lifetime.
在这个人生中，固然可以有最兴奋、最刺激的生活。
But if you have never invested in God,
但如果说从来没有投资在神里面
，What do you have when you go to see God?
那当你来遇见神的时候，来面对神的时候，你有什么呢
？You have nothing.
什么都没有。
Right? When you don't invest in anything in this world, what do you get?
如果你都不是投资在神里面，那你得到是什么
？You get nothing.
什么都没有。
My friends, do you know that when we go to see God, none of this thing counts in this life?
你知道，当我们去面对神的时候，这今生所得到的这一切，算不得都不是东西了。
Because while we were alive, we did not make preparations for that meeting.
因为如果我们不是为了将来面对神而做投资的话
，If we only see the things right now，
如果我们只是顾虑现今的生活
，We have been deceived by this world。
那我们是被这个世界给欺骗了。
But this in this story, this rich man，
在这个故事中，这个富足的人
，His abundance，
他的所有的这一切丰富啊
，His life was suddenly interrupted。
他的生命忽然之间就终止了。
And his life plan was suddenly stopped by this death.
他做的这些的计划忽然之间就被停止了。
When he exited from this world,
当他离开这个世界的时候
he was most reluctant.
他恐怕是最不情愿的。
Because the Lord said, the things were taken from him.
因为主说你的东西要被人拿走。
It was like ripped out of his hand.
是从好像从他手里抢走一样。
It was ripped out of his heart.
从他的心里面夺走一样。
He didn't want to give it.
他并不情愿的给出。
The thing that he had such value for.
因为这些事情对他来讲太有价值了。
He never wanted to let go.
他并不想要放弃。
He never thought that he would have to let go.
他从来没想到说他要放弃这些。
Before I stopped my construction job.
我原来是在这个建筑里面建筑工作的。
In our church, there was a brother.
在我们教会里有一个弟兄。
He was in his 50s.
他在他50多岁。
Man, he was healthy.
非常健康。
He could play soccer game the full game, 90 minutes.
他可以打足球啊，这个整场的打。
And he had muscle everywhere you look.
哦，他身上每一处你看都是满满的肌肉。
And everywhere you touch him is muscle.
你摸哪里都是很多肌肉。
Very strong man.
很强壮的一个人。
One day at work, he had some stomach pain.
有一天他突然肚痛，在工作的时候。
He never have no pain.
他从来没有痛。
But that day he had stomach ache.
那天他有点腹痛。
Stomach ache to such a point that he could not stand.
痛到一个地步他站不住了。
So, his co-worker took him to the emergency.
所以他的这个同事呢，就把他带到这个急救室。
And he had cancer.
他有
cancer.
他有癌症，他得了癌症。
The doctor gave him 5 months. He lived 6.
医生说你只有5个月，他活了6个月。
I worked in the same line of business as him.
我是在同一个工作场合跟他同一个工作场合的。
And after he passed away, I thought about it.
他过世以后，我就好好想了一想。
Man, all the tools that he had, I had.
他所有的工具啊，我也有。
The work truck that he had, I had.
他有一个卡车，我也有。
The licenses, the certificate, the clients that he had, I had.
他所有拥有的执照，他所有用的客户啊，我也一样有。
And the skills that he had, I had.
他所拥有的技能，我也一样有。
But it's as if.All these were ripped out of him.
这一切好像忽然之间就从他的手中夺去了。
Most reluctantly.
非常不情愿的被夺走。
And I thought of my life.
所以我就想想我的生命。
And I thought, if that is all there is in life.
如果这就是人生的全部。
Man, when we go to see God, that is a sad, sad situation.
那我们去见神的时候真的难过。
That is a sad, sad exit in this life.
也是非常悲伤的一种离开这个世界的方式。
My dear friends, not only that.
我亲爱的朋友，不只是这样。
That's sad enough, isn't it?
这已经是很让人悲伤了，不是吗？
The Bible says, it is appointed that all men will die.
但圣经告诉我们说,
按着定命,
人人都有意思,
and then judgment after death.
死后却有审判。
Because the sin that is in our life,
因为这罪在我们的生命中,
because we have no knowledge of the Holy God,
我们对于圣洁的神,
because we lived a life that is far away from Him.
因为我们过着一种生活呢，是与神距离隔离，与神很遥远的生活。
Because we never obtained any riches in God.
我们从来没有得到在神里面的富足。
When we go to see this Lord,
那当我们去见神的时候，
we have to stand in front of Him.
我们必须要站立在他面前。
At the so-called judgment seat of God.
在神的审判座前。
I don't know how we can face Him.
我不知道我们怎么来面对他。
Of all the things that we have done,
就是我们在人生中所做的一切事。
Of all the things that we have said,
我们所说的一切话或做犯的一切做。
Of all the thought that we have had toward other people,
我们对其他人的想法。
We don't know how we can face this Lord.
这一切都要在神面前阐明。 我们不知道我们要怎么样面对神。
You know, this life, however long, we can enjoy it for a while.
这个人生不管有多长, 也许我们在当中可以有一些享受。
There, however low your life is, there are glimpses of highs.
不管你人生过多么悲惨, 你也知道说这其中有一些这个好的时候, 好的时光。
But in the end, the exit is most unsatisfying.
不管如何, 但是当我们要离开的时候, 这是最让人这个不能够满足的时候。
And then the things that's to come, that is even worse.
那之后我们所要面对的是更糟糕的情况。
And our God does not want us to live like this.
我们的神并不喜欢, 并不要我们过这样的生活。
You know, in the Bible, our God is the Lord of the universe.
我们的神是创造宇宙, 他是宇宙的主宰。
In fact, He's bigger than the visible universe.
他比这个所看得到的宇宙更大。
There are things that we cannot understand, things we do not see, and He owns everything.
有许许多多我们不认识, 我们根本不能够眼见, 不能够明白的事情, 他拥有这一切, 他也明白这一切。
The abundance, the riches of our God, we cannot understand.
我们并不能够认识, 我们神到底有多么富足。
And our God, in His loving characters, He desires to give His riches.
那么在他这个爱, 在他这个爱的这个性格中, 他喜欢给。
And He does not give a little bit.
他不是只给一点点。
He gave the thing that He considered most valuable.
他乃是把他觉得最有价值的东西给我们。
When our God gives, He gives the best.
当我们的神给的时候, 他是给的是最好的。
And when our God gives, He gives the thing that will last forever and ever.
并且他所给的是能够存到永远的。
And when He gives the things that will most satisfy.
他所给的是能够真正叫人满足的。
In the Bible, that thing is called Jesus Christ.
在圣经里就告诉我们, 这给的不是什么东西, 乃是耶稣基督这一位。
In the entire warehouse of God,
在神的整个他的仓库吧,
He looked around.
他四处而看。
He counted all His things.
他数算他所有的东西。
What is the best thing that He can give?
他就想说, 什么是他能够给的最好的礼物呢?
Is it longevity of life?
是让我们能够活得很长寿吗?
Is it successful in your school?
或者说在学校很成功?
Is it a happy marriage?
很快幸福的婚姻?
Are any of these things that you want?
这些是你要的吗?
The latest things out there. The latest things out there.
现在最新的玩意儿。
But when God looked around and He said, no, no, these things cannot compare to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 当我们的神四处而看的时候, 他知道这些东西都不能够与耶稣基督相比。
And therefore the Bible says, when God gave, He gave eternal life that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说, 当我们的神给的时候, 他是将永生在耶稣基督里赐给我们。
If you lose a life, what can you trade it for?
如果你失去了生命, 失去了魂生命, 你用什么来换呢? 用什么交换?
And when God gave us life, He gave us the everlasting life of His Son, Jesus Christ.
当我们的神给的时候, 在耶稣基督里的永生。
Now we must come to this point of how can we become rich toward God.
所以我们必须要来到这个点，这个究竟如何能够在神面前富足呢？
And it is very simple.
其实很简单。
You just say to God, I want this gift of life in Christ Jesus.
很简单，就是跟我们的神说，我想要得到在耶稣基督里的永生。
You know, my dear friend, this is the gospel.
亲爱的朋友们，这就是福音。
That the Son of God, in order to have us in God.
神的儿子为了要叫我们能够得到神。
In order for God, to have a relationship with us.
为了要我们与神能够恢复关系。
In order that when we meet God, we will not go in empty-handed.
为了要我们去见神的时候，我们不是空手的。
So that he can have to come and remove the barrier of sin between us and God.
所以他必须要来把这个人与神之间隔断的这个罪把它挪去。
That he has to come and give himself as our life.
他必须要来把他自己作为生命给我们。
He has to come and give himself as the gift of God.
他来把自己作为神的礼物给我们。
My dear friends, you can think that I can work hard, I can be a nice person, I can earn some credit so I can please God.
也许朋友们，你觉得说，哎呀，我要做一个更好的人，这样子呢，我可以得到一些，好像我有一些信用，我可以叫神喜欢。
I can do something that make God think that, hey, he's worth saving.
也许我要做点事，好让神觉得说，哎呀，这个人还不错，这个人值得被救。
And this person, he is worth, he's better than the others, so save him.
啊，这个人比别人都好，所以我就要救他。
No, brothers and sisters, that is not richness toward God.
那不叫做在神面前富足。
When God gives, he does not give a little bit.
当神给的时候，他不是只给一点。
When God makes us rich in God, he does not make us a little bit rich.
他来叫我们富足，并不是叫我们只是在神面前一点点富足。
He gives us the whole package.
他是给我们整套的。
This whole package is in His Son, Jesus Christ.
神所有的丰富在耶稣基督里整套的给我们。
Everlasting life.
永生。
Spiritual blessings.
属灵一切的祝福。
Inheritance in the life to come.
呀，在这个永世里面所存留的基业。
Fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
与弟兄姐妹的交通。
Brothers and sisters, our dear friends, this is an amazing gift.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，这是一个何等惊人的礼物。
This is not something that will make you a little bit richer in God.
不是让你只是在神里面，在神面前一点点富足。
This will allow you to enjoy the fullness of everything that God has.
而是要让你能够享受神给你一切的富足。
That our life does not consist in the things that we possess.
我们的人生不在乎家道丰盛。
But our life consists the thing that God gives.
我们的人生乃是在乎神所赐的。
That is the everlasting life of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面的永生。
My dear friends, in my life, I do not really know a lot of rich men.Like it says in the Bible.
在我一生中，我不再遇见多很多这个有钱的人。
Couple years ago, a couple walked into our church.
几年前呢，有一对夫妇进入到我们聚会中。
Later on, I realized that they live at the ocean front.
哦，后来才知道他们住在海边的。
That between the ocean and their home, there is nothing else, no houses.
啊，他们这个海边，这个前面这个海岸是他们独有的。
I think,
没有别的房子。
I think you can understand that is not cheap.
我相信大家都知道，这不会是便宜的房子。
And when he raised his hand at the gospel meeting,
在福音聚会里，他这个先生举起了他的手。
We began to visit them.
所以我们就开始去拜访他们。
When he first came, he could walk a little bit, but with a cane.
哦，他刚开始来的时候，他还可以走路，但是要扶着一个拐杖。
And later on, we discovered that why he came to church.
后来我们明白为什么他来教会。
Because before coming to the Christian church, they have already been told by the doctor that he has some illness in his body.
他来教会之前，医生已经告诉他有身上有一些病。
The doctor said, we can only give you a name of the illness that you have, but we do not know how to treat this.
医生说我们可以告诉你这个病的名字，但是我们不知道怎么样治这个特别的病。
So for many many time he went to many different doctors.
他去看了很多很多不同的医生。
Many doctors from many places.
在许许多不同的地方的医生。
And every time the doctor said the same thing to him.
每一个 地方不同的医生都跟他说同样的话。
And after the doctors availed nothing,
所以这个医生所做的一切都是徒然的。
He began to go after, spiritual things, so to speak.
他就这么因此呢他开始在考虑来追求这个属灵的事情。
So he went to palm readers.
哦他去先去看这个。
看手相。
手相。
He went to the people who sell him energy stones, those, fancy rocks.
有人这个卖给他这种石头，说这种石头是有能量的。
He has went to Eastern religion, Western religion.
他去寻求东方的这个宗教，西方的宗教。
He has went to everything you can think of.
他去探索任何你可以想象得到的东西。
Because he has money, right? Because he's able.
他有钱，他有办法。
He wanted to continue to eat and drink and be happy.
希望能够继续能够吃喝快乐。
It is a fair pursuit.
这很正常。
And when he, none of those helped.
结果这一切东西都不能帮助他。
Finally, some neighbor of them told them, why don't you go to church?
直到有个邻居告诉他说你为什么不去教会呢？
So that's why they came to our doors.
所以他就来到我们聚会当中。
So they were very honest right off the beginning.
他们在一开头就很诚实。
That they came with a very definitive purpose.
来有一个很清楚的目的。
They hope to be healed of this illness.
他们很盼望说这个病能够得医治。
And they were somewhat ashamed of themselves.
他自己当然觉得有一点点羞愧。
And knowing that, you know, coming to church is probably for something higher than that purpose.
他们觉得说到教会来也许应该是有一个更好的目的吧。
Probably there is a purpose that is more so than just the wellness of life.
好像不是只是为了这个生活这个舒适而已吧。
But they came anyway.
But 不论如何他们来了。
And gradually they accepted the Lord.
逐渐的他们接受了主。
They were more open to the gospel.
他们对于福音是很敞开的。
Before our brother was going to get baptized,
他在受浸，我们这个弟兄受浸之前，
I remember that afternoon, I sat with him at his home.
我记得在他家中，我跟他一同坐下。
He asked me a question.
好，他问我一个问题。
He said, Brother Barry,
他说，李弟兄，
Can all my sins truly be forgiven?
真的我所有的罪都能得赦免吗？
And I said, yes.
我说是啊。
At that point, we have met many, many times.
我们已经见过面很多次了。
I have told him the same answer many different ways.
我已经跟他解释过非常多次。
And I showed him again in the Bible.
我又再次把圣经打开给他看。
Where sin abounded, the grace of God abounded much more.
罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
And Bible verses on and on.
这个圣经的经文有这么多经文可以让我们得保障。
And he nodded.
他点头。
But he asked the same question three times.
然而他问了同样的问题问了三次。
He said, Brother Barry, I have sinned a lot.
李弟兄我犯很多的罪。
Are you sure that this God truly forgives?
你真的确定这位神赦免我一切的罪吗？
Are you sure that the Bible says I can truly be forgiven if I believe in the Lord Jesus?
如果相信主耶稣，真的照着圣经上的话说，我所有的罪都得赦免吗？
There is a man who was rich.
这里有一个有钱的人，一个富人。
But he discovered something.
他发现一件事情。
That all the things in this world cannot buy him a perfect standing.With the Lord.
他在地上不论有多么有钱，他所有的这一切都不能够帮他买到说在神面前一个安稳的位置。
It cannot trade.
没有办法做这个交易。
That if he loses this life, all the things in this world cannot get him life.
当他要离世的时候，这地上所有任何的东西，所有的东西都不能够叫他在 叫他多留一刻，叫他能够带走。
When he discovered the poverty he has before the Lord,
当他发现他在神面前其实是贫穷的，
he was very scared.
他很害怕。
When he came to his senses of who he is in front of the Holy God,
当他心里明白过来的时候，他发现他是要面对一位圣洁的神。
He wanted the assurance that he can be forgiven.
他必须要得到一个保证，他的罪是得赦免。
He wanted the assurance that God will accept him.
他必须要得到一个保证，神接纳他。
And with the word of the Bible,
就借着圣经上的话，
with the help of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的帮助，
and our brother believed.
我们的弟兄相信了。
And when he was saved,
当他得救的时候，
when he was baptized,
当他受浸的时候，
we can see the joy on his face.
我们可以看到他脸上的喜乐。
My dear friends, today is the same thing for you.
我们亲爱的朋友，今天对你也是一样。
You may have something or many things in this world.
也许你在地上有些东西，或者有很多东西。
You may have trusted many things in the past.
你在过去你信任很多东西。
But I wanted to tell you that none of these things was the true assurance.
但是我可以必须告诉你说，所有这些你所依靠的东西，你所拥有的东西，并不能给你保证。
None of these will give you riches in God.
也没有什么能够让你在神面前富足的。
Except you take the gift of God.
除非你接受神的礼物。
Except you accept the riches of God.
当你接受神的丰富。
Take the Lord Jesus Christ as your riches.
当以耶稣基督为你的丰富。
Take the Lord Jesus as your life.
以耶稣基督为你的生命，为你的富足。
And then you will be rich.
那你在神面前就是富足的。
Isn't that a great blessing?
这不是一个很大的祝福吗？
And that is in my heart, the very simple gospel.
这在我心中这是一个很简单的福音。
That things in this world cannot satisfy.
世上的东西不能叫我们满足。
That through our simple faith in the Lord Jesus.
但借着我们对耶稣基督简单的信任相信。
That our sins may be forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
That we can have the life everlasting.
我们能得到永生。
Then you can have the true riches toward God.
并且能够在神面前真实的富足。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
请我们一同祷告。低头祷告。
I wanted to ask the friends who have not believed the Lord in our midst.
我想问在我们当中还有一些朋友没有认识没有接受主耶稣的。
Today as the gospel is presented to you.
今天这个福音呈现在你面前。
Today as the Lord Jesus gives you this invitation.
主耶稣基督来邀请你。
If you want to believe in the Lord.
若你愿意相信主耶稣。
Today is the day.
今天就是这日子。
This is the hour of acceptance.
这就是蒙悦纳的时候。
This is the hour for your salvation.
这就是拯救的日子。
Would you not come and accept the Lord Jesus?
你愿不愿意来接受耶稣基督做你救主？
It is a very simple thing to do.
很简单的一件事。
Believe in your heart.
在你心中相信。
And accept him to show that you accept him.
表明你接受他。
With the raising of your hand.
举手表明你接受他。
If anybody wants to accept the Lord,Raise your hand.
若有任何一位在这里愿意接受耶稣基督的，请你举下手。
Raise your hand right now.
现在就举手。
And you can be saved.
你就得救。
And you will have the riches toward God.
你在神面前就成为富足。
And this is the gift that you are going to receive today.
这是你今天要得到的礼物。
Life everlasting.
永生。
Does anybody want this today?
有没有人愿意呢？
Raise your hand.
请你举下手。
Raise your hand right now.
现在就举手。
Be the first.
第一个做第一位。
Does anybody want to accept the Lord?
有没有这一位怎么有没有这个第一位愿意接受耶稣
Oh, as the good news is presented today.
当这个好的消息呈现在你面前。
Come and take it.
你要来及时的抓住它。
Come and take it. Do not wait.
不要等候现在就来抓住。
You do not know what tomorrow holds.
你不知道明天会如何。
Who can say for sure that you will hear the gospel?
谁能保证说你还有下次机会听到福音呢
It is here. The Lord is here.
主在这里。
Does anybody want to raise their hand?
有人现在愿意就举手吗？
Believe the Lord right now.
现在就相信。
It is very simple.
非常的简单。
The gospel is readily available.
福音是现在就可以得到的。
Oh, young or old.
不管你是年轻或者是年长。
Come to the Lord.
来到主面前。
Come to the Lord right now.
现在就来到主面前。
Do we have one?
我们有没有一位？
Anybody?
任何一位。
This is the good news of God.
这是神的福音。
Anybody.
任何一位在这里。
Take the hand, 感谢主 ,thank the Lord.
我们感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Anybody else.
还有哪一位？
Praise the Lord. You can put your hand down. Good.God bless you.
谢谢，请可以把手放下。
Such firm faith. God bless.
感谢主，感谢主。
Anybody else?
有没有还有一位
？Come and take this.
现在就来抓住。
That God will give you the blessing of life.
神要把生命的祝福赐给你。
Anybody wants this?
有没有人要？有没有人要
？Come and raise your hand. That's very, very simple.
请举下手，非常的简单。
This faith will guarantee salvation.
这样的信心，这样简单的信心，能够保证你得到救恩。
Come to the Lord today.
今天就来到主面前。
One more time, one last time. Anybody else?
有任何一位吗
？Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
感谢主，
感谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord, you are very blessed.
感谢主，非常非常有福。感谢主。
Okay.
好，
好，我们一起祷告。Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
What a blessing.
何等的祝福。
What a blessing that two people today wanted to accept you.
何等的有福，今天有两位愿意接受你做救主。
Oh Lord, this is the fruit of your labor.
这是你做工的果效。
And this is the blessing of the cross.
这是十字架带来的救祝福。
Lord, you have died and shed your blood for all of us.
你已经死，为我们流血，为着我们这里每一位舍命和流血。
And particularly for the two friends today.
特别为着今天这两位觉知的。
Lord, we particularly pray for them.
我们特别的为他们祷告。
That as they have indicated in front of men, in front of angels and the principalities.
当他们在众人、在天使、在权柄的面前。
And more importantly, they have acknowledged you in front of the Holy Father.
并且在圣父的面前承认你是他们的救主。
Lord, we have this guarantee that when the day you come, you will acknowledge them in front of the Holy Father.
所以我们也确信。照着你的话说，当你来的时候，在圣父面前，你也认他们。
Lord, we have the blessed assurance that their name is already written in the book of life.
我们有这样的有福的确据，他们的名字已经写在生命册上。
Father, for this great blessing, we bless you.
父啊，我为着这样何等的祝福，我们敬拜你。
Our Lord Jesus, for this gospel, we give you thanks.
主耶稣，为着这样的一个福音，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we know that in our midst, there are still more friends who are seeking and waiting for you.
主啊，在我们当中仍然有许多的朋友，他们在寻找，他们仍然在求问。
Lord, we pray that the words they have heard today would not go in vain.
我们祷告，他们今天所听到的话不至于落空。
That your Holy Spirit will continue to encourage them.
那你的圣灵要继续的帮助他们，鼓励他们。
That at the appropriate time, they would come and turn to you.
当时间对的时候，主啊，他们要来承认你，来接受你。
Dear Lord Jesus, for the presence that you gave us this morning, we give you thanks.
为着你今天与我们同在，我们谢谢你。
For the work that you have done in the church, we give you praises.
为着你在教会中所做的工作，我们敬拜，我们谢谢你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.